Nolte, Four Transsexual Mass Shooters in Less Than 5 Years. By John Nolte on March 28, 2023. In less than 5 years, we've had four people who identify as transsexual committing a mass shooting. In November of 2018, Snakia Mosley, a man who identified as a woman, wounded three and killed three after opening fire at his place of employment in Aberdeen, Maryland. In May of 2019, a Colorado woman who identified as male shot up a school, killing one and wounding eight. In November of 2022, a Colorado man who shot up a gay nightclub, killing five and wounding 18, was identified as transsexual. On Monday, 28-year-old Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a woman who identified as a man, entered an Asheville Christian elementary school with a firearm. She murdered three adult staffers and 3 9-year-old children. In less than 5 years, that's four mass shootings committed by people who make up about 0.5% of the population. So that works out to around 2.75 mass shootings per million transsexuals over 4 years. Suppose the roughly 325 million American heterosexuals committed mass shootings at that rate. In that case, you'd be talking about somewhere around 900 mass shootings over 4 years. And I'm talking real mass shootings, schools and places of employment. Not the BS mass shootings fabricated by fake media outlets like NLAL. Gee, maybe delisting gender dysphoria as a mental illness wasn't such a good idea? I'll tell you what else isn't a good idea. The corporate media lying to a mentally unstable group of people about how they are the target of non-existent hate groups. Because what happens when you do that is that you get the 1-2 punch of a group of trans maniacs launching a trans day of vengeance while the corporate and taxpayer-funded media tells these same maniacs to purchase firearms. Trust me, no member of the NRA thinks it's a good idea to arm the mentally ill. Watch, body cam showing takedown of Nashville Christian school shooter. For hundreds of years, no one in America bothered or cared about transsexuals and drag queens. Then they chose to wage a political war against us normal people. After nearly 200 years of peaceful coexistence, leftist transsexuals and drag queens rose up all at once to target our children for grooming and surgical mutilation, cheat in women's sports, demand access to our daughters' bathrooms, and bully us to join their anti-science delusion with their stupid pronouns. Then, because we want no part of that madness, suddenly, the same people who left transsexuals alone for 250 years are the enemy. We're transphobes. We're committing trans genocide, which is a hoax. There were 26,031 murders in 2021. The T-Rans, DA, OF, Vengeance, people claim 60 murders in 2022 for trans people. 1.6 million people in the United States identify as trans. That works out, I think, to 3.75 murders per 100,000. That is less than half that of the general population. And as we are seeing over and over again, when these mentally unstable people don't get their way, their crybaby tantrums can result in outright violence. Worse still, the corporate media encourage and justify this violence by either ignoring it or arguing that it is in some way appropriate. Listen, the solution to this problem is not the government. The government only makes things worse. Pointing out media bias is not going to solve this problem. The media will never change, duh. You have to be able to defend yourself and your loved ones. That means arming yourself and ensuring your family does not spend their work and school days in soft targets, like this Christian school in Nashville. Between Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and these Day of Vengeance lunatics, the media and Democrat Party have created their own personal army of violent brown shirts to terrorize normal people. This is not a drill. Everywhere I go, I carry. I moved out of the Democrat-run city of Los Angeles. My doors and windows are alarmed. I have dogs that bark at anything that moves. I don't live in fear. I'm not paranoid. But I'm also not stupid. Tweets and social media posts will not protect your family from these terrorists. It is your job to protect your family. How many school shootings have to occur before parents pull their kids out of these free fire zones where no one can defend children from mass shooters? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.